Time for a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee. The Ozark Radio Sports held the annual fall sports banquet with area schools that play fall football and volleyball. This year's Volleyball Athlete of the Year went to Liberty's Bree Daniels. And this year's Volleyball Coach of the Year went to Ashley Martin of Mountain Grove. And this year, football, it was Co-Players of the Year with Briggs Houston, West Plains, and Elijah Romine of Salem, Arkansas. Coach of the Year for football went to Josh Watson of Salem, Arkansas. Several plaques were handed out and a good time was had by all. The Battle of the Border High School Basketball Tournament gets underway today at Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. ICC will be playing Neelyville, and then Viola plays Koshkonong at 6 p.m. Liberty will be playing Alton at 8:30. That game will air on the Fox 96.9. Kansas City Chiefs suffered their second straight loss. Kansas City fell to the Buffalo Bills 20-17 at Arrowhead Stadium. Patrick Mahomes threw for 271 yards to go with a touchdown and an interception. Travis Kelce led receivers with six catches for 83 yards. Chiefs scored the go-ahead touchdown with just over a minute left in the game, but the play was called back for an offside penalty after Tadarius Toney lined up in the neutral zone. KC remains atop the AFC West at 8-5, but their lead is cut to one game with the Broncos sitting at 7-6. The Chiefs look to get back on track on the road against New England on Sunday afternoon. The Missouri Tigers lost at nationally ranked Kansas in the Border Showdown on Saturday, 73-64. Tigers moved to 7-3 on the campaign, while the number two Jayhawks improved 8-1. Sean East led Mizzou with 21 points, and Nick Honor scored 17, but the Tigers were without one of their guards, Caleb Grill. Grill injured his non-shooting wrist last Sunday and is expected to miss 5 to 7 weeks. He averages 8.4 points and nearly 6 rebounds per game. The Tigers traveled to Kansas City, Missouri to face off against Seton Hall on Sunday, December 17th at T-Mobile Center. Pregame 3:30, tip-off 4 p.m., all on Q94, and the game can be viewed on ESPN. That's Check Sports. I'm Gary Lee.